body extract.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everybody. And that's the ho-ho-ho from Kai Bollinger, TMBRSB, here wishing you the greatest Christmas ever. And we're going to share it with you. You know, this is a time to spend with family and good friends. And TMB, one of the greatest additions in my life in many years. I appreciate you so very much. And what a wonderful year we've had on the air doing Sirius Outside the Box.
Yeah, we have, RSB, and thank you so much. Back at you. The love comes back at you. It's been great hooking up with you over these last, what has it been, about 15 months now we've been doing Outside the Box Wednesdays?
Or so? How long? 15 months. 15 months? Unbelievable. Yeah. Where does the time go?
I know. Yeah, so back at you, man. Merry Christmas, my friend, and look forward to sharing it with our faithful listeners today.
Yeah, everybody tuning in, and like I said, enjoying family and such. Hopefully, you know, the reason for the season is we what are we selling? We're not selling anything but some vitamin L here today, a little love, and also a GPS tracking system for your baby Jesus in your nativity scenes. Did you hear about that?
I didn't. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. Super Don and I covered this last Sunday, and I couldn't believe the story as we were talking Orwellian stuff and GPS technology isn't everything now. There, evidently, a lot of people want the little baby Jesus. I'm thinking, really, do you have to steal him? That's just not – something doesn't compute there.
So you're talking about – so they've got the little GPS device in them so that they can track down people that steal baby Jesus out of the store.
Exactly. I don't know. No, wow. I think they're actually stealing them from nativity scenes.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean
– I guess because if you steal them from the store, they've got those little contraptions that will beep when you go through the –
Right,
the,
exactly. But this is now you can track it if Santa accidentally picks up the baby Jesus and moves it on our own. Shaking my head, I'm thinking if you've got a Jesus deficiency, there are better ways to get that into your life than to take one of the plastic ones from a nativity scene.
No kidding. That's pretty sad that people are actually stealing baby Jesus. That's too funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's the society we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, it's you know, obviously it's a holiday. Everybody enjoys it, except some Bah Humbuggers out there, including our good friend Joni Abbott, although she's Bah Humbugs because it's been so commercialized. And,
right.
You know, I understand that, and that's not part of the holiday that I get into anymore, so.
Yeah. No, I understand that. People have different takes on it, and, you know, we've just learned over through the years to respect different people's positions on it, and everybody just get along.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a nice thing just to share the spirit of those who enjoy their spiritual beliefs, whatever they are. And, listen, we've acknowledged the fact that, you know, if you go into a church, you know, and find 100 people in there and interview them about their beliefs, you can find nuances to 100 different beliefs within that same church. So we recognize that we're all on an individual path, whatever we might label it as. And, you know, my bottom line is sharing the love that we have in our own lives and bring the healing and the power to heal back to each and every one of you.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to a friend at church on Sunday and talked about just the fact that we need to just, like you just said, share the love. We need to love each other and love each other where each other's at. And if you have a church that shares love towards each other, you're gonna have pretty good body of people there in that church.
Well, and I think too, if for those that have you know, an impassioned let's say desire to go out and proselytize, is that what it's called, proselytize?
Proselytize, sure.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, the best way to proselytize your faith is to live it. To believe it and live it and be a living example for others.
That's right.
More than any other thing.
Actions speak louder than words, man. Remember your fifth grade teacher used to say, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Speaking of fifth grade, do you remember the story this year about the American 10-year-old little girl that was suspended for firing an imaginary bow and arrow?
Oh, that was, how far back does that go?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of bizarre stories we've covered this year.
Oh, we have covered some crazy ones. Yeah, that just goes back, I think a couple months. I think that was maybe October time period. But the stories during 2013 that deal with just the gun madness, the Second Amendment madness, are just really out of control. I was going through just looking at different stories that we've covered. You remember the Bronx elementary school kid that got, I think the school was put on lockdown, actually, because they were having a discussion about toy guns.
Yeah. You know,
he didn't even bring it to school. They were just talking about it at school, and they locked down the school.
Well, listen, how wussified have we become as a nation or as a people that the mere discussion of firearms results in a lockdown of a school? And we do get it. I mean, if you've ever been in a situation, and some of them are real. I mean, some of these shootings are actually, or some of them are beyond imaginary and fictitious at the same time that you can't place them in reality somehow. That's why you wrote Monumental Myths, by the way.
Yeah.
There's an operant conditioning that occurs, psychological operations that condition the people. Because when we grew up, and certainly years before us in our parents' generation, they actually had shooting clubs in school.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could bring your gun to school. I mean, you think about what has changed, and we can certainly talk about a lot of those changes from a moralistic and an ethical perspective, but we'd have to also tie in a nutritional perspective and a toxicological perspective that has drifted so far away from physiological and emotional integrity.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I remember when I was in high school, we had rifle club. You know, I don't think there's any more rifle clubs, Robert.
No, and it's a shame because, you know, these weapons are not destructive weapons when utilized appropriately, whether it be hunting for food or whether it be in true defense. But then our country has gotten off the rails because we don't engage in defensive wars in a constitutional manner anymore. And so they assume, I guess, that people will learn from their government and just attack without any type of, let's say, defensive posture involved. And so there's a lot of things that have gone awry because we look at the example of those that lead us. I don't say they lead me or you, Ty, but there are a lot of folks out there that look to the so-called political leaders as if they know something that we don't. In fact, they don't.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's all about the syntax, Robert. We talk about that very frequently on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned wars of aggression.
Right.
And that's what we have been engaged in for the last well over a decade, and for 20 years at least, ever since the Gulf War.
Yeah.
But it goes back even further than that. But it's interesting, though, that we instigate wars of aggression through our Department of Defense. our Department of Defense. We're not defending America. America is an imperialistic power that is the world's bully.
Yeah.
And so these are wars of aggression. None, this is not anything against the military.
Right.
I have good friends in the military, and I respect them for serving the country and doing what they think is right. This is we're talking about the top level people that are making the determination about where do we go to invade next. These are don't even get me started on that.
No, there used to be truth in labeling, though, Ty. I mean, it used to be called the Department of War. I mean, it was like you knew what it was for. And then they, we're not technically at war. We've got police actions that are unconstitutional. Well, we've got to call this a Department of Defense. And it's sort of they monkey with. And how often do we come across that? The monkeying with definitions and words.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it last week when we talked to Ed Griffin. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the Federal Reserve Act and the way that was passed. Initially, the bill was called the Aldrich Bill. Well, Nelson Aldrich was associated with big business and the big banksters, and so that bill, nobody was in favor of it. So what'd they do? They scrambled up the paragraphs. They resubmitted the same bill, except they called it the Glass-Owen Bill, and Glass and Owen were two Democrats that were allied with the common people.
Yeah.
So, by God, if there was good enough for the Teamsters and good enough for the unions and good enough for the common folk, good enough for Glass and Owen, it's good enough for me, and it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really, it's still going on today. We laugh about the Affordable Care Act, which isn't affordable and you don't get any care, but it's about the way that you package things. It's not really about the substance, it's about the package, the window dressing.
Yeah, and many of these stories we covered, and there were a lot of them this year about police confiscating a man's gun, but it wasn't a gun, it was a water pistol.
Yeah,
for instance,
sure.
Threatening over the picture of a BB gun, a five-year-old suspended for a toy cap gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one of them had a. Remember, there was a pastry shaped into like a gun, a pastry.
Yeah,
the kid bit the pastry into the shape of a gun, and they suspended the seven-year-old kid.
Yeah, and the only thing dangerous in that scenario was the pastry because it wasn't organic.
Exactly, exactly. And then you go to the kid. I think it was in Maryland. There was a six-year-old boy that was suspended for, making his hand into the gesture of a gun and then saying pow pow.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, these sound like stories that we make up, but these are real. This is stuff that really happened this year.
Well, think about the apologetic nature of, let's say, those of us who believe in a Second Amendment, a right to keep and bear arms, that we've almost had to go underground to talk about it because, hush, don't say anything. I mean, when we were in southern Florida, it was such a liberal enclave that the mere mention of a gun amongst the school there, the parents even, I mean, it was just freaky. Now we have a little better understanding in certain areas where they know full well that a good defense is the only way you can protect your children ultimately in this crazy world.
It is.
But it is sad that, you kind of have to whisper about these things that used to be very proud to acknowledge.
Yeah. Well, speaking of defense weapons, the DHS, remember, that this year they bought 7,000 full-auto assault rifles, but they called them personal defense weapons. So when the government buys them, they're personal defense weapons, but when we buy them, they're called assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's all about the language, isn't it? It's all about how you package it.
Yeah, it is. And it disappoints me that we as a people are so malleable that we can fall prey to these propaganda machines. And, of course, they efficiently divide the left and right by the Hegelian dialectic mechanism. And you got the synthesis and that comes from the antithesis. You have this idea, and then you create the opposite idea, and then you bring them together and mesh them into something. You mold the people based on this artificial divide.
It is, yeah, the Hegelian dialectic is I think what you're referring to there, correct? And the problem reaction solution.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so that's what's going on. We've had lots of problem reaction solutions over the last 100 years, I guess, and I covered a lot of them in the Monumentalist book. We can talk about that after the break, though. But hey, it's kind of fun just kind of reminiscing about the year, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, let's looking back and looking forward. We got a lot of exciting things. Remember, January 15th, we've got Massapequa. We'll tell you the name of where we're going to be next as well. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Ty Bollinger Special Christmas Day Edition.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, get ready, New York City. TMB, RSV are coming your way. July, no, not July. I'm thinking the summer already.
Can't January.
January, yeah. I knew it was one of those J months.
Yeah, January. Well, I'm looking forward to that. What are our plans?
Our
plans. Because I don't even know yet.
Well, they're still forming, but we do have confirmation on the 15th. That would be, what, 3 weeks, I believe, approximately. Boy, this is going to be here before we know it. January 15th. From
Wednesday night?
Yeah, from 3 to 5 p.m. Well, first of all, the afternoon, we are broadcasting live, full 2 hours of TMB and RSB going outside the box together, live and in person.
We're going to be outside the Big Apple, actually.
Yeah, at the Organic Corner, a nice organic juice cafe. No GMOs allowed, but you can come down and see us, and that's in Massapequa on Long Island in New York. And I believe Leanna Werner Gray is planning to join us, as well as Gene Weiss. So we're going to have a great time together up there. And then we have a big event that evening with Gene. We'll tell you more about that as the days, weeks progress, and we'll see you there in the Big Apple before you know it. Now, what other stories do we have that we covered this year that are bizarre, Ty, that you want to jump into?
Well, the one that I thought was interesting was the couple that were facing 60 days in jail for rescuing the injured baby deer.
Wait, what was the crime there? I missed that.
I don't even know what the crime was, but that was a story that Mike Adams ran on National News, and I don't know what rubbed him wrong, but I think basically, if I remember correctly, the police wanted to kill the deer, and because the couple wanted to actually save it, that they crossed the police. I think if I remember right, it was they were charged with unlawful possession of a deer, which it sounds like it's some kind of a made up charge. I don't think that there's a law on the books that says you can have an unlawful possession of a deer.
Well, you can shoot and kill them. You can run over them. It's okay. But don't try to save the deer. Don't try to save Bambi. You could get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, that's the case. Okay, I just pulled up the article here. It is a national news article. Mike wrote it, and yeah, okay, I was right. The police ordered the deer euthanized. When the deer escaped, the couple saved it and didn't want to kill it, and now they faced. This is a January article, and it says now they face $2,000 in fines and 60 days in jail for unlawful possession of a deer. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Right.
Maybe they thought the deer was a handgun or something.
I have no idea. The bottom line is they want to take away your right to make any decisions on your own. Hmm. The government wants control over every decision in your life.
Incredible.
For instance, the farmer that was cited for having a birthday party on his farm.
What, right? what would they make a cake out of manure? What was so upsetting about that?
No, he had to get a permit to sell produce on his farm. And to host the birthday party for some reason, and he faced a $5,000 fine.
No permission where none is required. Stop asking. Stop asking. Of course, again, we've got the status at law degraded based on a lot of things historically that we cover from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty, you know it well, too. How about the teacher suspended for showing garden tools in the school? That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. I guess they don't want us to know how to use garden tools. They don't want us to know how to grow food.
Yeah. And this one just takes the cake as far as how far we've descended away from freedom to tyranny. Freedom license plates were banned in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. The nation's capital, land of the free, home of the brave, United States, our nation's capital, the word freedom is among the list of banned vanity license plates in D.C.
Yeah, it's offensive to those who feed at the government teat, I think.
It is. And Ron Paul is also banned, by the way.
Oops.
So
yeah.
We're in good freedom is in good company with Ron Paul.
Right. And by the way, don't feed the homeless.
Oh, yeah, there's a charity group in Louisiana.
Right.
It was back first of the year. I remember this. We covered. They were called Hunters for the Hungry.
Yeah.
And they donated a couple, maybe a ton of meat. I think it's a couple thousand pounds of deer meat, venison,
yeah,
right, to a local homeless shelter. But no good deed goes unpunished, Robert. The state of Louisiana did not allow them to serve the venison. Why? Because they didn't have the permit
to serve it. To feed it. Yeah, so that's the funny thing about the Bambi that they tried to protect. If they had killed it and tried to feed it to the homeless, they would have been in trouble, too. You can't win for losing.
I know.
With this stuff in it, yeah.
Man. Yeah, the state of Louisiana, I guess, doesn't allow the homeless people to eat venison. They'd rather them have the antibiotic-laden beef stuff that they serve.
Or, you know, cans with extra...
The Schmeat.
Extra bisphenol A in the can, lining of the cans.
Sure.
Turn the homeless men into homeless women. I don't know.
Yeah, but hey, do not complain about the water. You're a terrorist, according to the Nashville official, remember?
Well, whatever happened to charity? Here we are on Christmas Day, and government has outlawed charity. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back. We'll say some special thanks as well to those sponsors who made this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty with Ty and I together each and every Wednesday possible, and how you can get more and say thanks to those who make it possible. We are grateful today on a Christmas Day special. Stick with us.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
RSB, you ready for our quick draw, our weekly quick draw?
But people can't see it. They don't.
What? What? Oh, that's right. They got to watch the RSB 180 for that, don't they?
That's right. RSB 180s, we do those after the show each and every day. We try to. There are times where it's crazy when we're out of town and all that stuff. But by all means, RSB Media Channel, we have a lot of fun post-show. Especially when you and I do our quick draw. Yeah. Lately, we've been quick drawing our carnivora. We've been quick drawing our Better Way Health,
Beta Glucan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and yeah. Those are two sponsors we really want you guys to support. Carnivora.com, BetterWayHealth.com. The Carnivora, of course, is the Venus flytrap extract that we take every day to help our immune system, and as well as the Beta 1 3D Glucan by Better Way Health, BetterWayHealth.com. You got those numbers for them, Robert?
Yeah, I do. They're up on the website at robertscottbell.com, and they're usually in the show notes each and every Wednesday as well. And we have links that go directly there, which are awesome. We just make it as easy as possible.
Oh, you know what? I've got them right here.
You
I
do?
Got them.
Okay.
I found the piece of paper. Carnivora, 866-836-8735. And then Better Way Health is 800-746-7640. Please support our sponsors. They're great people. They're great supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, they're both good for your immune system. I guess that makes us quacks that we want to take care of our immune system, right? We should just inject ourselves with all kinds of toxic drugs.
Yeah, what's wrong with you orthorexic radio hosts? I don't know. What are we going to do with you? So what else we got Christmas Day happening in with the Thai family? Any traditions that you hit up that are unique or different than anybody else?
You know, the only thing that unique for me mm-hmm. is that I wake up in the morning and I look at Ty Bollinger in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else does that.
No one does that?
No, you know, not really. I think we have pretty traditional. We wake up, mm-hmm. we'll open presents, we'll read a little passage from the Bible about Jesus and Mary and Joseph and all that good stuff, you know, the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just basically lay around the rest of the day sipping on organic eggnog or eating a good meal that Charlene cooks and just watching the kids play with their presents. And I actually, you know, like to try to watch a football game or something. If there's something on Christmas Day, I'll try to kick back because I don't really watch TV much. But Christmas Day, I work 360 days a year, but
yeah.
Christmas Day, I take off.
Well, that's why we're not really here, even though you're listening to us. We recorded ahead a special Christmas edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB RSB, here for you and with you. And, of course, again, much gratitude to all of you for making this show possible, and it's growing around the world. Spreading some holiday cheer and spirit everywhere we go, everywhere we are. And, you know, for me, I had to, you know, growing up Jewish, as I've joked about this, beaten over the head by Jesus sticks by what I would call people that don't live their religion as much as I like, you know, when they're living
right.
examples versus those that try to grab you and change you. And,
right.
and they don't appreciate that. By the way, that guy that you know, Jesus, he was Jewish.
He was actually Jewish.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
imagine that.
I know. That was an awkward moment for some when they learned that. I was like, what? Wait a second. I was supposed to not like them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again, gratitude for all folks. Again, we love and respect and appreciate you when you live your beliefs and those beliefs instill in you a purpose-driven life, a life that serves others, serves life, helps those in need. And you don't force that help on somebody who's not ready to accept that help. That's been a hard lesson for probably a lot of us that see people in troubled times or suffering, that we'd want to reach and pull them up out of their suffering. But quite honestly, if they're not willing to help themselves along
yeah.
with it or reach up to your hand, you'll often be doing them no favors and actually a disservice, because some of the toughest things I've had to learn, I was stubborn about it. I had to learn the hard way. If somebody had taken it away from me too soon, it'd be like what turns into a butterfly? What do they call those things? Caterpillars?
The cocoon, yeah.
Yeah, if you like break that cocoon before that caterpillar really pushes out, the wings won't develop naturally rightly, and they won't even be able to fly. So
yeah, it'll die.
It's an important concept, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this past year, I think, is just the fact that we're able to reach such a diversity of people. I mean, one of the thing that really strikes me, it was such a good time. I don't know why I'm going here, but my mind's just going everywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Health Freedom Expo. Wasn't it great to see the people that are ready, that have jumped into it full blast and are taking control of their health, because the power to heal is yours, right?
Yeah.
They were there, and they were oodles and gobs of them, as my mom used to say in Chicago, just waiting. That just blew me away. it was such a confirmation for me that we're doing the right thing and that we're helping people, because we saw those people that were at a point in their life where they were ready to make a change, and there was just so many of them there that wanted to just come shake our hands and say thanks for the help, and thanks for the radio show, thanks for the books, thanks for the guidance, whatever. It was just such an encouragement to me.
Yeah, it isn't often that you can get together with a number of like-minded folks, and we're talking about a big number of them.
Huge.
And you know, the thing is, all different religious, spiritual beliefs, socioeconomic status, or whatever you want to call it, you know, from different countries around the world, and they come together, and you saw great alignment and purpose and in spirit. However these people worship differently, and that's why, you know, the concept of tolerance, when we talk about origination of America, it was about religious freedom. You know, people wanted to worship in their own way. That was a big motivating factor. And there are a number of things, from political freedom as well. But really, spiritual freedom was the high ideal, I believe, our founders had strove toward, to
yes,
a place where there wasn't a state religion like we have today, being modern medicine.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, I love that phrase of yours, the Church of Biological Mysticism, right?
Yeah, John Rappaport coined that. It is so accurate. And indeed, you know, you don't want a state religion. You know, I don't want my religion to be the state religion. I want the freedom to worship. I think we've been granted free will by that which created us all. And again, the great respect that I show for the others, I would expect them to show for me. And again, that's where the living example is, where you find people with deep spiritual connections that, you know, maybe on the surface you'd say, well, those people would never get along, but you find out there's a connection that goes far deeper than any superficial label that you can put on it.
Well, I agree, and I've found that a lot of times people that I would differ with other issues, you know, maybe differ with religiously or theologically or whatever, we can come together on the common goal to help spread the truth about how to take control of your health and to spread the word about freedom and liberty. And that's something that we can all have in common, and that's a desire that everybody has, is to be free. And so we can come together on those things and really make an impact, even people that you would think would normally maybe not be associated.
Right. Well, I said the judging the book, proverbial book by its proverbial cover, right? Get to know folks. I mean, we had a great time also at our cancer conference. Remember Susie Griswold invited us?
Yeah, in Atlanta. That was great. The Healing Strong.
Healing Strong was really special. And
and that's why we have to bring it up. That's when we had the medical condition blood sugar.
Oh my gosh! What was that? Is that going to be a highlight or a low light?
That's a highlight. Yeah. That is a highlight for sure. So we'll reiterate it for people that maybe didn't hear the story. So we're in Atlanta. We spoke at the Healing Strong Conference.
Yes.
And we went to eat at your what's the name of your favorite organic 24-hour restaurant there?
R. Thomas. R. Thomas Deluxe, and it's a wonderful place. If you ever get to Atlanta, you want to eat good, healthy food 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Amazing food. So we're sitting at R. Thomas. The conference is over. RSB and I are there, and it's about 7:30 in the evening. I said, "Hey, man, did the Braves play tonight?" And then sure enough, they were in town. He checks on his little iPad, and we fly on over to the stadium. By the time we get to the stadium, we had driven through downtown and saw Robert's old stomping ground. And by the time we get there, it's about seventh inning stretch.
Yes,
they were singing "God Bless America." Mm-hmm. People were leaving in droves. And it just so happened that we drove up right into the parking lot. As they were opening the parking lots up, there was no fee. We walk up. We encounter a couple of 20-something Hispanic fellas walking across the bridge. And I said, "Hey, guys, could we get your ticket stubs?"
Mm-hmm.
So we did. And we go to the gate, and they say, "We can't let you back in." Because we don't let you back in with ticket stubs. And then Robert just looked at him, and he said, "Medical condition." And then the guy kind of looked at him weird, and Robert said, "Blood sugar." And at that point, he waved both of us in and said, "Oh, he had a medical condition, blood sugar issue. So they let us in." And we saw the next 2.5 innings of baseball, and it was the sweetest baseball game I've ever seen.
And by the way, I never said I had a medical condition.
He never lied.
No.
He said four words. And he let the guy at the gate, the association.
So I wonder if I should feel guilty, because since that time, the Braves have elected to move out of Atlanta into Cobb County to a new stadium, probably because of what we did.
You know, I did not even know that. I've not kept up with it. They really are moving?
I think within the next 2 or 3 years, I think their lease is up and they've decided to get out of Atlanta. But that's another story about the economic freedom. They wanted to have an economic zone where they could open up restaurants and have a plaza where people could feel and walk and have fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, right now where we went, if you remember, it was all parking. There was nothing else but
there was
parking.
Nothing there.
There was nothing there, exactly. The stadium was the oasis, but there was nothing there. So the Braves said, screw this, we're getting out. We're going to a place where we can develop a place where families can come and enjoy their time together and eat whatever. So there you go. So it wasn't our fault. But, yeah,
that was
definitely a highlight. So
that was a highlight. Yeah, it was a great time. But yeah, we've had some fun times. And then, you know, again, looking forward to next month in New York City. New York City?
New York City. I don't know how this is going to happen. And, you know, again, another old stomping ground of mine, except that's when I was really little and I had a high voice and I talked like a New Yorker that I was there. I got out of there at the age of 6 or so.
Yeah.
I feel better being up there with you. So that's going to be great. We're going to be on Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You, taping in January.
Yeah.
Probably playing out in February.
This whole thing is happening because of Robert. So Robert introduced me to Carol or actually texted Carol back a couple months ago and said you should have Ty on the show. And I missed the email invitation, but it all works out for the best because now they're going to have both of us on, and we're going to be able to do all these other events while we're up there in New York City. So it's going to work out even better than we could have expected.
Yeah, and Carol evidently didn't get my secondary text when I said, you should have Ty on the show, and then I said, just kidding. But she didn't get that second one.
Oh, no. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because I'm on for now.
Oh, my gosh. No, we'll have a great time.
Hopefully that second text won't pop in.
I know. That's like, oops, wait, sorry, we had to camp. No. We're going to have a great time up there. She's really looking forward to it. She really is just such a sweet, sweet lady and doing great work up there. We're happy to support her and get the word out with her. And we'll get together with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We plan to when we're up there as well.
And then we're actually on a radio show Monday night. As soon as we get in there, what's it called? Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Wow.
So we're gonna be both of us will be guests on that for 2 hours when we get in that Monday night, and then we're gonna be going 90-0 for about 3 days there, man.
Jeez, jumping outside the box and deep inside the rabbit hole. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Indeed. Yes,
all right,
indeed.
Well, we're gonna take a break here, special Christmas Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. We've got a bonus encore edition of Outside the Box next hour, but we couldn't not be with you on this special holiday, and we're glad to be here, so we'll be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Ty, you ready for a friendly Christmas competition here?
Contest. Yeah, ooh, contest. I like contest. Let's do it.
Well, since I can't compete on bicep size, we're just going to have to go with stories, the bizarre stories of the last year. If we can do some hit and runs here. There were some strange ones.
Yes.
And I think that one of the weirdest ones that we covered was Facebook saying that Kill George Zimmerman page doesn't violate the policy. I mean, come on, really?
We've been censored pretty heavily on Facebook. Yeah. My Cancer Truth has, but no, that doesn't violate their policy. A Facebook page that says to kill him.
Right. Because it's George Zimmerman, and then lefties don't like him. Right. It's like, yeah, it's okay that.
Oh. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Now, here's one that may be even better than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington State politician that said that bicycles were bad for the environment and that we should tax bicyclists. Remember that one?
Yeah, but that was sort of to be expected, I think. I mean, you know, they're looking for money any which way they can. They'll take after Christmas, they'll take the GPS out of the baby Jesus and put it on the bike so they can tax you wherever you go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So let's see. One up me. Come on.
Okay, well, this one was a great story for the Echo Stupid Story of the Year. Remember when Portland shut off the water supply because a man peed in a 100 trillion gallon reservoir?
Yes.
The birds that are pooping in it, right?
Exactly, like the deer and the elk and the other animals up there don't poop in the water either.
Listen, they treat the water before
before it gets... Yeah, what can you say about Portland? Sorry,
that's
about
a good
that.
One. That's a good one. But while we're speaking about water,
yeah.
How about the one where during the government shutdown that Obama closed part of the Atlantic Ocean?
How well did that work out? That was one of the weirder ones, I have to say.
Yeah, that is a weird one.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking about, of course, we're not very much into public or government indoctrination centers, but, you know, just to say how dangerous it is to go, when they said to a dad, not only can you not pick up your kid from the school, we're going to arrest you for trying.
That was a good one. We covered that recently. They arrested him for trying to pick up the kids without signing mm-hmm. the release, which was a release specifically for children without their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. But while we're speaking about government indoctrination centers, remember the one that we covered about the mother that was sent home was a $10 fine for not including
the Ritz crackers. Yeah,
Ritz crackers. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, you know, I don't know how I can top that one. It's like... Ma'am, you sent your kid to school, but you didn't include Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers. And then not only that, we're going to fine you $10 for it.
And we're going to force feed your kid GMO food that we want them to have.
Yes, well, speaking of GMO food, who was it that got the Peace Prize this year? No, was it the Peace Prize, the Monsanto executive that got the Peace Prize?
Yeah, he got some kind of prize, but if he's not getting the prize to get him the front row ticket straight to hell, then he's got the wrong prize.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm looking at the article now. The Monsanto executive got the Nobel Peace Prize of food.
For food,
this year. Yeah, and for Monsanto, the ones that develop all these GMO foods that are giving us cancer and sterilizing us.
Listen,
wow.
After they gave Obama a Nobel Peace Prize, you know, if there was any shred of credibility left at the Nobel camp, it was gone. Of course, you know, there's so many stories. I don't even know how we can get to them, but priests risking arrest for offering sacrament to Catholic troops during the government shutdown. Come on, really?
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, the members of Congress were partying all week while the government shut. Remember the articles that we read with the bartenders that were on Capitol Hill that said, hey, all these congressmen and women are in here getting blitzed while the government shut down.
Or what about the people that just wanted to look at, where was that the Black Hills? What was that?
I think you're talking about the elderly group of tourists in Yellowstone.
Yeah. They wanted
the feds held them at gunpoint while they shut down the park, right, during the government shutdown. They had to shut down the park.
But it's like you cannot look at the monuments because we're closed.
No, and that's exactly what one of them said, is that they can't even look at the monuments because they're closed. And they were this group of elderly tourists were forced back to their hotel. They couldn't even look at the monuments during the shutdown.
Listen, I don't know how 2014 can get any weirder, but maybe I shouldn't say that because it probably will. But we'll be here to cover it. We'll be here to make sense of it all.
We're going to try to, at least.
We'll do our level best, and we will do like Yoda does. You know, he says, do or do not. There is no try. So,
and may the force be with you.
Yeah, that as well. But, yeah, really, great gobs of gratitude.
Yep.
We appreciate you being here with us each and every day, much less each and every week. Please, we would ask is tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show and Ty Bollinger. We get together outside the box on Wednesdays, and sometimes Ty even gets to guest host for me when I'm out of town. But we're both out of town, so we'll be together doing the show in New York and other places. So in the meantime, Ty, real quick, we're about out of time.
Yeah, RSB has been a great year. 2013 is a great year. Look forward to another great year in 2014 together. Rocking the health world, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for everything, and thank you, all the listeners, for listening to our show, and please spread the word.
And may the power be with you. No.
The power to heal is?
I don't know. It's the end of the year. It's yours.
It's yours.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.